He floored the gas pedal on instinct and overshot the driveway. The car tumbled down the side of the hill and came to a halt in a tangle of underbrush. He fought for reverse. No such luck. He tried to shoot forward. They were stuck. Another gunshot. The side window exploded. Stephen looked at his wife of 15 years. He thought he knew what was going on. There would be no escape. Melissa had warned him. He said quietly, "Run, Abigail. Run as fast as you can." And then he got out and prepared to meet his fate. In the attic of City Hall, Sanders was restless again. 6:30. Christ, for how long could one woman take care of her yard? That was a local for you. Perfectly good as long as the case was exciting. Once it got down to the grunt work, bailed out through the closest window. He grumbled some more, strolling around the tiny attic and rolling out the knots in his neck. Luke Hayes had checked in briefly, but he was now back in the main office of the sheriff's department, writing up the day's worth of paperwork under Sanders's orders. Sanders didn't know how they generally did things around here, but in cross-jurisdictional investigations, you needed up-to-date written reports or things fell through the cracks. Speaking of which, Sanders picked up Rainey's mail from the California school. Since she wasn't here, he'd just have to take matters into his own hands. He opened the flat envelope and began to skim the contents. "Oh, shit," he said 30 seconds later. "Oh, shit!" And then, in the corner of the room, the police scanner crackled to life with the first reports of gunfire.
This ends Disc 11.